I tell you what, the way we're delivered information now, the fingerprints of marketing stink all over the content that everybody's creating. Every video, it's like, check out my top three supplements for liver detoxification, or my 2 free day cleanse to optimize your drainage pathways, or my 1 pro tip that you have to do to turn over your sleep patterns. Bullshit. I call bullshit on all of it. Welcome to the Beautifully Broken Podcast, where healing meets high performance. From cancer recovery to wellness technology, we bring you real stories and real innovators to help you reclaim your biology and build your personal blueprint for health. Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Beautifully Broken Podcast. And if you're watching this on YouTube, we've got a brand new camera. There's a warm glow in the studio. And you're going to be hearing this on January 5th, 2026. We made it another year. I wanted to record a short solo episode to do some updates, to do an intro into the new year, what I'm feeling, what I'm thinking, what I'm really engaging in. And I wanted to start with my general, I'll be honest, I had a lot of resistance to this episode, my general frustration in this space of health, all the world of wellness. The people that I have loved and followed for so long, I tell you what, the way we're delivered information now, the fingerprints of marketing stink all over the content that everybody's creating. Every video, it's like, check out my top 3 supplements for liver detoxification, or my 2 free day cleanse to optimize your drainage pathways, or my 1 pro tip that you have to do to turn over your sleep patterns. Bullshit. I call bullshit on all of it. And my truth is, I don't want to be good at marketing. I don't want to be good at social media. I want to be better at health and vibrancy and longevity and expansion and deep conversations. That's what I want to be good at. And I understand you have to hire for your zone of genius and really work within that container. I'd like to do both. So I want to talk about the things that have really changed and moved the needle for me in this container of health, a picture of health over 2025, and what I'm leaning into more of. I had some massive breakthroughs this year, and I have a slight list and outline. Number one is dialing back supplements. Now, I have a cabinet downstairs that is full of supplement bottles, but I have a 3-tiered shelf in which the things that I'm doing every day are pushed to the forward. Those were all selected by deficiencies in my lab work, genetics, and performance needs. And I'd taken a cupboard where I was pretty much haphazardly pulling bottles from shelves. And now I know better, but that's what I was doing. And dialed everything back. I'm on a really, I'd say, thin regime that is very achievable. A lot of it is around digestion and digestion of fats. And in my lab work that I just ran with my new practitioner, Kimberly, We looked at everything and you know, everything was pretty good, pretty dialed in, but it was like, what do you really need help with? Liver, gallbladder support, bile, you know, and that is a result of my physiology. I've had lots of surgeries here. I've had lots of adhesions, lots of nervous system stuff. So it's really complementing nervous system tone, continuing to work on that scar tissue, those adhesions all the time. That'll be a life work for me. But it's been nice to dial it back and just feel the simplicity of just let me supplement digestion. Look at all the whole foods that I'm eating and how do I better assimilate those into the cell? Another thing within that is, you know, really, I'll mention the Quiksilver brand, which all of their supplements, not all of them, but many of them have phosphatidylcholine. So we're getting these beneficial fats to support the cell wall, because we can eat really good food, we can digest it. But one thing that's been very clear to me in the medical literature is that we got to complement the healthy fats. And this whole seed oil conversation, it's like, you know, I can make a case where there's some type of seed oils that are good, how they're processed, cold processed. You know, we had Udo Arimus on the podcast this year. We had that conversation in depth. But the good fats help with that cell wall being able to complement the process of the cell. And I am a collection of cells. I think it's 30 trillion cells, depending on what textbook you pick up. So that's been really a nice focus. I have cleaned up my supplement sourcing in 2025. Now, guilty like all of us, in the throes of chaos, and I'm getting on a plane in a couple days, and I need a supplement or something that I really, you know, I'll give you MAGO7. Is a magnesium oxide that I take for bowel function and elimination. Really helps when you're traveling. Nod, nod, wink, wink, MAGO7. Let me just sidebar this. Probably one of the most recommended supplements I've ever given to somebody. And I'm not going to name names, but there are people that text me to this day, Freddie, that saved my life. My constipation is gone. Yes, not a long-term fix. However, it is a short-term helper. Anyways, I'll jump on Amazon to get something when it's in need, and I need it immediately. But from my research, from putting together the biological blueprint, when there were small quality control samples of pulling supplement bottles and doing quality control check, it was like 40 to 60% of those things were fake. I mean, things like sawdust, unidentified white powders. I experienced this. I think I said this story one time that Cynthia had bought me a CellCore supplement and I opened it up and the pills were red. I was like, only from taking this that I know this is a light brown sandy color. I have no idea what's in this pill. It is not what's on the label. It was just a reprinted label. So got off Amazon. I'm fully in full script. And I have to say, the fear that the shipping would not be fast enough or quick enough or whatever that story was, total bullshit, pardon my French. It's been amazing and it's been so much more affordable. I can't rave about it enough. Full script, if you have a practitioner out there and they have a full script account, start at it and just start there. You'll save yourself money. You'll have quality assurance on your supplements. Win number four I have here on my list was the year of the gases. So I'll expand on that. As many of you know, the technologies that I've been using this year, we've talked a lot about molecular hydrogen, nanobubbled oxygen. We've not had yet a conversation around CO2. CO2 tolerance a little bit with breath work, but breathing CO2 or bathing in CO2. We've got the Brown's gas, the electronically expanded water. And then there's NanoV, which we didn't have on the podcast yet, but NanoV is another way to send an electromagnetic signal through water and create organized water droplets. I know. If you didn't hear any of the episodes, you got to go all the way back and you got to look up the episodes with Jason Applewhite and Bimini, George Weissman with Brown's gas, molecular hydrogen. We had Dr. Paul from Echo Water. We're going to have more of those conversations because the scientific literature is very strong on molecular hydrogen and oxygen therapy, right? Well, we could talk about the evidentiary proof behind a hard shell hyperbaric chamber. Pretty hard to deny. However, as we saw in 2025, there is a risk profile that comes with hyperbaric. And there were two very public cases in the news where a child died and then a physiotherapist died in Arizona. Very sad, very tragic. And I tell you what, I've done many sessions of hyperbaric chambers and I've never felt wonderful from it. This new system that I have called the Bimini, which is nanobubbled oxygen, which goes in your bathtub and you absorb oxygen through the skin. I know there are different mechanisms of action. I feel amazing. And my sleep is amazing. And it's been something that has been a trackable shift in my sleep scores, always between a 94. Today, I posted one that was 100. I got 100. I mean, it's just crazy. And my deep sleep is more than I've ever. It's like 3.5 to 4.5 hours of deep sleep. I know, it's crazy. This is tracked on the BIOS strap, not Oura Ring. If you have an Oura Ring, don't be crazy and be in this zone of despair that you're not getting the same sleep that I am, because this is on the BioStrap, which stacks deep sleep and REM. They don't bust out REM from the algorithm. Anyways, it's been a game changer. So the Brown's gas bubbling machine, the nanobubbled oxygen, the Echo water, these are all things that have moved my physiology. And it's, you know what I love about it? It fits in my lifestyle. I take baths anyway. I work at a computer, so I can have a nasal cannula on and I can breathe a gas that is helping me repair DNA. It's helping with oxidation and stress, whatever you want to say. It fits in my life. You know, this is the big thing for me. It's like, is it extra time I'm cutting out to do these therapies? A friend will text me. He's like, what do you do all day? Do you just sit on machines? You know what? I integrate the therapies that move the needle for me, and they're the levers that I choose to pull because they make a difference, but I build it into my workspace. It's really not extra time. I was really tired the other day, and if you've been listening to the show, you know that December was wild. I hosted my first event, did a master training, drove to Las Vegas, went to the Longevity Festival, the A4M event in Las Vegas, and then drove back, got food poisoning, and then I got the flu. So I was roached. However, the other day when I was laying down, I was really feeling the fatigue. I almost turned on Netflix. And started watching a show. And I said, you know what? You know better, bro. Why don't you go put yourself in Flowpresso and do a full body lymphatic drainage and do a biofeedback with the Vital Neuro? And so I did. And I woke up. And if you're a nap person, for me, if I do too long of a nap or too long of a rest, I can't escape the gravity of that tired feeling. Like, I am done for the day. I woke up feeling so good. So good. I got like another 5 hours of just productive, vibrant life. I can't put a price on that. So I'm just saying, transformative. So it's been the year of the gases. It's been the year of the gases, integrating these technologies into my life and framing it. And so I can feel good about it. You know, I mentioned, I got my list here. I got my 4A, my 4B. These were all about CO2 tolerance and CO2 breathing. I'm going to tell you what, I've only been playing around with this system for 3 days, and incredible shift in cognitive function and tension index within my body. And it's immediate. And it's a 4 to 6 minute session. And so I'll just tease this here. I'll drop the link in. Anders Olsen, who is in the Biological Blueprint, the full academy that you can join and start working with me, he's a contributor to the academy. However, there's a system that he has improved upon, which is called the Cardi Inhaler. Sounds like Cardi B to me. But immediate shift in cognitive function, awareness, muscle index within my tension index within my body. It's pretty wild. So I don't want to say any more about that. Other than that, I love experimenting with these new toys. Friends, here's what we know about cancer. It isn't just genetic. Less than 10% of all cancers are purely hereditary. The rest are driven by modifiable factors in our environment and our lifestyle. And that's why I am using Catch Bio. This is an AI-driven prevention platform that integrates over 500 evidence-based inputs. Things like chronic inflammation, nutrient levels, viral exposure, gut microbiome, your sleep habits, and it maps how each one influences your cancer risk. It's like having a precision prevention dashboard for your own biology. You can actually see your risk score and the interventions that lower it. It's all grounded in over 10,000 peer-reviewed studies. So you can go to catchbio.com and you can use code BEAUTIFULLYBROKEN and see your body through the lens of data prevention. This is radical ownership of health in practice. Friends, most people don't realize the body needs over 100 different minerals to function at its best, and most of us are running on low. That's why brain fog, poor sleep, low energy, even a drop in sex drive are so common. And you know me, this podcast is not here to market magic, we're here to stick to the facts. So Beam Minerals is a company that delivers real, bioavailable electrolytes through humic and fulvic complexes, carbon-based molecules that hydrate your cells as well as binding to toxins, supporting gentle daily detox. This is foundational health. There's no sugar, there's no synthetics, there's no hype. There's just clean ionic minerals that your body actually recognizes and can use intentionally. You can use code BEAUTIFULLYBROKEN to try it and feel what full mineral support really can do for the body. Replenish, rebuild, detoxify naturally with Beam. Let's get back to the show. Win number five, what do we have for this? Oh, this is Foundations Got Real. Foundations Got the Real. And the reason why, now listen, you know, here's the thing. I like to think of this platform as an embodiment to the work platform. We do what we talk about. In the morning, even if it's cold, like today, it was like 40 degrees, 35 degrees, whatever it was. I went outside and I took my outdoor shower first thing in the morning, barefoot, grounding, doing my bouncing and lymphatic drainage, a little bit of breath work and the cold shower. I'm getting morning sunlight. Then I was in front of the red light panel for my breath work and my journaling. We do it, right? We do it. But the foundations got real because I wrote them out. Because I went in and created this 125-page manual, which is biological blueprint. But that's another huge win. I birthed an academy this year, which I had talked about for 20 years. But I have a deep understanding about sunlight versus a red light panel. I have an understanding on temperature is medicine, right? It's not about outsourcing your innate intelligence to some expert like Stacey Sims, which says cold is good or bad for women. It's listening to your body and understanding how you respond to temperature regulation. It's always been my case, always been, that for the majority of human existence, we have lived outside with some animal furs, not in a 72-degree box. So I should be able to regulate my temperature. I should be able to be outside, specifically in Austin, Texas, let alone Buffalo, right? And be able to traverse cold weather. So that's why we put ourselves in an extreme temperature. So understanding how temperature regulation is medicine, understanding the value and longevity of a warm sauna, understanding food as medicine. When is it medicinal? Well, when we take breaks between eating, when the food doesn't have poisons in it, when the food has enough time between meals, when we have an energy of joy and satisfaction around completing a meal as opposed to shame. That's how food is medicine. How do we use a genetic report, right? Foundational blueprint. I have a blueprint that says I am extremely susceptible to mold and Lyme. My HLDR SNPs. That's an environment for me, which I need to be wary of. Maybe not everybody else in the household needs to live that way, but I do. So understanding these foundations, right? Understanding my respiratory rate, that at night, I will get a better score if I tape my mouth, if I use a nasal expander and I go do some breathing exercises, releasing the muscles around my rib cage, because Freddie has scar tissue, I will get a better sleep score. So it's just living and leaning into these foundations. That's it. Here's another one that your phone will not help you with. It's how do we check the bias? We check the bias. The simplest way is to just journal. Ask yourself in the morning, how did yesterday go? What do I want? How do I feel? What am I willing to do about it? What patterns do I not want to recreate today? It may take you a year to adjust a pattern, but it will never happen if we don't do something like a simple exercise, like writing every morning. It doesn't need to be long. It could be a few sentences. So it was really, again, just to sum that up, it was the year of leaning into foundations and getting clear. Right. And part of what made that possible for me was writing out the biological blueprint. Another thing that was really big, I have this as number six. And if you're tracking numbers and if we're off the numbers, I'm sorry. This was number six, community matters. So Austin, Texas is one of the best community building containers I think there is in the world, specifically in the health space. Since I've been here in 2021, which I just watched a video in my car of me driving from New York and had all the little clips of me getting out and doing push-ups and cartwheels and dancing on my way here. And it was so nostalgic. It was from May 8th of 2021. a really, really fun video. But I got to watch that and I got to see and remember that from day one in my little studio apartment, I was inviting people over to use the sauna that existed in my closet. I got to invite people over and do amp coil on the couch. It's little, and now all that's happened is that's expanded. And so now most Sundays, friends and family and landlords and people down the street come sauna and cold and do amp coil and do Flowpresso and have coffee. And it's a great community. Truly feels like the expansion of family. The other step, I'll say this, is there's like a little tether here. We're going to hop over another lily pad, was the South Austin Wellness Project. And that is at Howdy House. It's the house that I live in. It says Howdy on the side. And that's the first event that I've ever hosted, which was 40 attendees, all the thought leaders and practitioners and clinics in Austin that I love, and technologies like the Bimini, like Flowpresso, like Better Way Blood Labs, like Amp Coil, like LightPath LED. I'm not going to name everybody, but everything that I love was there. Most of the things I love. MagnaWave, Aura Wellness, PEMF. Nurse Doza Clinic was here doing IVs. And somebody asked me yesterday, they're like, well, why did you do that? What's in it for you? I was like, that's a great question. It was just connection. It's just family. It's just inviting everybody over to the house. It's the simplicity of realizing how special it is to be around people you love and share the things that you love. That's about it. It was equanimity. There was an altruistic goal of having that event, and I didn't want to get anything. It wasn't about selling anything. It was just bringing people together, and you could feel that at the event. And people have expressed how special it was for them and how lovely they felt. And I would love everybody to have access to all the tools that I have. I've had a friend yesterday post a GoFundMe, and they're struggling with POTS and Ehlers-Danlos. And it was a bunch of medical conditions. And my first thought was, oh man, I'd love to get them into a Flowpresso once a week. And I'd love to have them have access to the Bimini. And I would love to connect them with Max Gen Genetics and run lab work so they could optimize their supplement list. And I would love to connect them with NuFit so they could do a nervous system reset and they could change the physiology and tension index in their muscle. You know, all the things. It's not going to happen for most people. That's the reality. However, I think the more that we allow people access to these technologies and these conversations, you're going to get enough light bulbs that go off and say, oh my God, there's so much more here and what is possible for my body. They're going to feel it and they're going to know it and they are going to be the advocate. So as it expands into, you know, into the general public, we're going to get more adoption. It's already happening. You know, years ago, red light therapy was like, so woo-woo. What are you standing in front of a red light panel for? You know, it was so weird. And now it's in Target. And now it's in Best Buy. You know, are the products good? By my yardstick, no. But it's better than nothing. It's not net zero. So it'll happen with these other things. I'm hopeful. South Austin Wellness Project, Community Matters. You know, this continues to be a thing. We're going to definitely put it up on the website. Another thing that happened is I wish it was done, but I have a new website up, beautifullybroken.world, same name, but new pictures, new design, simplicity, how to work with me, how to connect with me one-on-one, how to do a consult, how to join the biological blueprint, real simple. But the other thing that we've done is we've went and created, this always annoyed the piss out of me, is that there's so much content. There's so many episodes. Literally working backwards, me and the team, me and Nicole in the Philippines, and our team over in London, we went and designed a mini webpage for every podcast episode. Yeah. They're not done because there's 300 of them, but we're working backwards. There's definitely like 150 web pages done of every episode. And when I say that, I mean, if there's a video, there's a video, the Spotify, the YouTube, the full transcript, all the show notes and all the links. Wow. I know. it's a lot of work, but you know what? It's worth it. So if there's resources that you're looking for, you're going to be able to go there. Now, the other thing, if you want to go find all the articles that I had like 50 articles, everything's being slowly moved over to Substack. So that was another big win of the year, going over to Substack. Let's close it down, team. I want to close it down. I want to leave you. These are really the things that are exciting to me. What moved the needle? My discoveries. I feel so strong. I really do. It's funny. I asked ChatGPT, I was like, what if I quadrupled my calories, started drinking and didn't sleep and ate the standard American diet? I'll make a reel of this. It gave me an image. It's wild. And I can see that. I'll be honest with you. If I had worked at my dad's engineering firm and gone out like I used to go out, you know, and kept drinking and kept eating garbage plates, and I love a garbage plate, I'm not shaming on Rochester, I'd probably look like that. That'd probably be my life, or I'd be dead, you know. But it's really interesting, you know, it really is. It's the things that we do every day, the consistencies that make the long-term change in health. And I just want to echo this, that my manifesto for 2026 is, it's really, it's depth over just like a drip of what, remember I said at the beginning of the podcast, it's like this, just the stink of marketing, you know, dripping you little, like the 1-2s and the fun facts and my 5 top supplements and my 1 way to fix your sleep doesn't exist. It's principles. It's an organizing principle over a protocol that I'm going to sell you in a download through a social media. You're just probably not going to get that from me. You know, it's consistency over intensity. It is real life over a performative social media caricature. There's enough people out there doing it, and they're very good at it. They're very, very talented. So I really appreciate you sticking around. I really appreciate you spending time with me. If you haven't felt it, I love this. I want to do more of it. If you're ever interested in supporting the podcast in a unique way and being a benefactor and be like, Freddie, don't work. Let's just do the podcast full time. I say, let's go. I really do love it. But the thing that it gives me is it gives me the process of discovery. Every week when I interview a guest, I have to map out a mind map of where we're going and where the conversation could lead us. And then I get to listen to it after. So it's this takeaway and it's this masterclass. There's no way to shortcut that. AI will not shortcut that for us. You know what? It will probably, I can't say absolute. It's when we start to implant chips in our head and we become sentient, all-knowing beings tapped into every piece of information at all time. Then we won't have much discovery, but we're not there yet. So I love you guys. Really appreciate you listening to the show as always. If you follow or like, or you hear the show and you don't subscribe, it hurts our listenership. So give us a follow on Spotify. We had a 1000% growth on Spotify or Apple. Leave us a review, comment on the show. It really does help. Keep sharing. And I appreciate you. The show wouldn't happen without your input and your engagement. And we're in co-collaboration of this puppy. So big love. Have a great start to your new year. I'm out. Oh my goodness. Thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed the show today, head over to Apple or Spotify, wherever you listen, and please leave us a 5-star review. And if you want to continue working together and learning, you could join the Biological Blueprint. This is my custom program I created over the last 20 years of life experience and education to help you move from where you're stuck to where you want to be. There are over 20 different medical professionals involved. Everything is a walk and learn. We can go outside together to the gym. There's lectures, webinars, downloadable PDFs on everything we've ever talked about on the podcast. It is my opus. It is my love letter to the human body and the operating manual I wish I had had when I started to get sick. You can also extend our relationship and deepen the process by going to beautifullybroken.world and check out our store. Listed there are the technologies, the supplements, the products that I love and I personally use and I've curated for you. Most of them have significant discounts by using the link or the discount code Beautifully Broken, and they do support the podcast through affiliations. Now, if you want to check out our YouTube channel, we've had some changes. Unfortunately, The overseers at Google decided we talked too much about silver biotics and nanosilver, and all our content from the last 10 years was taken down. But we have a new channel, and that link is also in the show notes. Now, finally, a message from my vast team of internet lawyers. The information on this podcast is for education. By listening, you agree not to use this information found here as medical advice to treat, diagnose, or cure any medical condition in yourself or others. Always consult your guiding physician for actual medical issues that you may be having. And our closing, we are in a paradigm shift. The world needs you at your very best. So take these conversations as a jumping off point for further exploration. Remember, while life can be painful, how we put the pieces back together is a beautiful process. I love you so much. I'm your host, Freddie Kimmel, signing off.